This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Mark Orzeka in the studio. He is the chairperson for an upcoming Kickin' It for Hope. Now, this is the second annual.
Correct.
Coming up on June 1st, and tell us a little bit, what is it?
It's a kickball tournament slash family fun day that we've put on. Our first one was last year. It's at Rhodes Park, June 1st. The pre-registration's at 9. The games begin at 10. We have bounce houses, we have face painting, snow cone machine, live DJ, food, drinks. We're also going to have a live auction and silent auctions. We'll have some really cool items that we had last year, such as Guy Harvey prints. Kelly Slater donated a surfboard last year. A fishing trip was donated, and a bunch of other cool things that people would like to bid on. And it's a fundraising event for our foundation to raise money to benefit children with disabilities in the Brevard County area.
Wow, that's a very, very worthwhile cause. So kickball tournament and family fun day. So do you put together a team, or can you come and join a team?
You could either register at ZWMHopeFoundation.com as an individual member or as a team. You can also donate there, and you can also get your entry bracelet there, which is $10, which entitles you to all the games, the bounce houses, everything there for $10.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So do you have a team?
Personally, I'll probably be running around like crazy, making sure everything runs smoothly, hopefully, but I'll get a couple kicks in, sure.
Okay, good. Yeah. So tell us kickball. It's like baseball, only you use a ball that you can kick and no bats and gloves.
Correct. And it's you know, I remember playing, I don't want to date myself, back in the day, but it seems to have a resurgence. And also, since the event is to benefit children with disabilities, the kids with disabilities or anybody with disability can play. Mm-hmm. We make it very family friendly for them. My wife, who's an occupational therapist, and people she works with have adapted the children's wheelchairs so that they can actually kick the ball, and it's a good fun day for everybody.
Wow, it sounds like it. So you say this is your second annual, and you have some sponsors. You want to mention them?
Yeah, I do. They donate everything. We have Charlie and Jake's Beachside Barbecue. They donate all the food for us. The music there is going to be by Timmy V, 107.1. And then all the beverages, something for the adults to do from Florida Beer Company.
Wow. So it's going to be a great day happening on Sunday, June 1st. Registration, pre-registration is at 9 a.m. Games begin at 10 a.m. and it's at Rhodes Park. And that's actually in Melbourne. It's over on Minton, isn't it?
Correct.
Off of Minton,
mm-hmm.
And then
yep.
Turn off.
Past Calvary Church.
Yeah.
And so then it's the new Rhodes Park.
New Rhodes, yeah.
Correct. A little back, a little ways.
And it's beautiful.
It is. It's a great day. We have plenty of space out there. Plenty of room for everybody to play, have fun, good time. Hopefully, if the weather holds up, will it be just as good as last year.
And once again, the proceeds do go to the Zeis, Wiederman, and Malik Hope Foundation. And this is for children with disabilities. And if they'd like more information, they can go to your website, right?
Correct. And that's ZWMHopeFoundation.com.
All right. Well, Mark, I want to thank you so much for coming in. Good luck with your kickball tournament.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.